Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Amazing. So, Greg, let's talk, if we would. Let's start here. Define poverty, if you would, for us.
Yeah, I would love to talk through that, because a lot of times I'll ask people, you know, what is the opposite of poverty in your mind? And for most, the answer I get immediately is wealth. Mm-hmm. And at Compassion, we really challenge people to consider that differently, that the opposite of poverty is not wealth, but it's actually enough. And we talk a lot about having enough and the burden that comes sometimes when you have too much, more than enough. And I think there's a poverty that exists on both sides of that equation. Mm. And that's what I love about Compassion. It's an opportunity for those who may have more than enough to come together in Christ with those who do not have enough.
I got it. You just got my interest all piqued, and I know you. I have to let you keep going, but I have to ask you. So poverty on the side of having too much, would that be a poverty of spirit? Because you're hoarding, basically?
Yeah, I believe, yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
I think, you know, we're impacted far more than we realize, I think, by some of the burden of mm-hmm. what's been entrusted to us and how we steward that. And so at Compassion, we talk about poverty being a lack of opportunities that's rooted in a lack of hope. Mm. You can do a lot of things to change a child's circumstances, but until you can change them from the inside out, until you can help them to understand the hope that we all have in Christ, that thing that we share in common, they can continue to be beaten down. You know, circumstances can change in a moment, even for those of us with everything we could possibly imagine in terms of basic daily needs. But when you instill that hope in a child and help them understand who they are in Christ and the value that is inherent in that, then they can change their world.
Amazing.
You know, there's nothing that can stop them.
Wow. You know, I had another gal in studio talking about another ministry that tends to the poor, and she said a similar thing. She said, when you ask Americans to describe and define poverty, they would say an absence of material wealth. Mm-hmm. But you ask those who live in poverty to describe poverty, and they would say a lack of options, a lack of identity, a lack of choices, a lack of advocacy. Absolutely. She said those are worlds apart. I mean, truly, we may look at the stuff as what keeps us blessed, but what we take so for granted, as you said at the beginning, are the very things that give us some kind of hope and dignity and mm-hmm. a voice in our lives, right?
Absolutely.
Wow, absolutely amazing. So poverty has these devastating consequences that ripple into so many aspects of life. I don't even think we can realize it, you know. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. So talk about the health consequence of poverty.
Yeah, I mean, simple access to health care or even clean water, that alone causes, you know, a tremendous number of diseases that can actually take lives. So many of the lives that are lost with children under 5 around the world are due to preventable causes, things that we can actually do something about, things that are within our reach to change. People, I think, are stunned by that reality that the greatest loss of life are those things that are actually preventable. Treatable. Hmm. And it's just not having the access to either prevent that through healthy healthy foods and nutritious foods and clean water, or not having the ability to combat it when an illness does strike.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.